We welcome you to another live edition of the Sports Box, brought to you by our sponsor, Showcase Sports in Hamilton. Showcase Sports for the elite athlete. And by our friends over at CrowdPlay. Download the free CrowdPlay app today and check them out at www.crowdplayapp.com for details. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Cage by IQ. I am your host, D-Bake, and join with me once again. This is the second time on the show, PFL light heavyweight contender, Jordan Young. How's it going, Jordan?
My man, thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. Just another sunny Sunday in South Florida.
How's the weather there right now?
Man, the weather's been beating where I'm from, Iowa. It's been kind of snowy and kind of shitty there. But here in Florida, you know, we've been having the sunshine and per usual.
Well, good news for you that right here in New Jersey, where you're going to be coming and next month, the weather's starting to get nice here now. It's in the 60s, so.
Yeah, I like to hear it. You know, even though they're going to have me, you know, locked away in a hotel like some type of monster the whole time. You know, it's good to hear that the weather's nice.
Yep. Now, since the last time we talked, which I think was August, they have now since announced the schedule for PFL. So now you're going to finally be able to fight, which I'm sure you're excited to get back into the cage.
Yeah, you know, it's been too long. It's been, we're approaching 14, 15 months by the time I actually get back in there, come April 28th. It's a shorter layoff than my opponent though. And that's odd to say because I've been gone for so long.
Yeah, I'm looking at your opponent right now. I think it's Melino Rama, who fights out of New York and is Canadian. And it looks like he fought in the PFL in 2018. What do you know about him?
You know, he's a good fighter. He's a former heavyweight. He was the world champion for World Series of Fighting at heavyweight as a young guy. I believe he was 22 years old. I don't think he has the frame for heavyweight. I don't think he necessarily has the frame for light heavyweight. I think he's more of a middleweight. But I have yet to assess him in person. And also, he seems to be a powerful southpaw, which that can be difficult in this game because if you think about southpaws, they get constant rounds with us orthodox fighters. But us orthodox fighters, you know, it's what, one in every three or one, I don't know the number, but one every five fighters is southpaw, you know what I mean? You find more orthodox fighters in southpaw by far.
I am southpaw myself, so I do know that. Yeah, but how has training been like leading up to the start of the PFL season?
You know, last year had its difficulties. I'm sure I faced the same difficulties that everybody did. You know, it can be tough when, you know, you're not fighting at all in the whole calendar year and you still have to train and be accountable. Of course, I train because I enjoy it and I train to be the martial artist that I am. But at the same time, you know, we fight to get paid and it can be tough when training is a hard thing to do and it's hard on the body and the mind sometimes. And when you're used to getting paid to do it through the fight and being rewarded that way, it can be kind of tough when you don't have anything coming up. But with that being said, I use the best of my time. And, you know, I feel that I improved in some areas and was able to map some things out that are going to help me out coming into this 2021 season.
Now, do you train differently when you find out who you're getting ready to fight, or is it just business as usual, just train the same way that you always do?
You know, for me, I train here at the best gym in the world, American Top Team. So it's really, I train the same, you know, I put in the work and I definitely like to be consistent and I like to find my way around the gym and work with new coaches, work with new training partners, kind of feel new looks and, Ultimately, though, it's in the hands of the coaches. My head coach, Colin Silveria, he puts together my schedule, and that's going to determine how I'm training, how often, how hard, you know, all those factors.
Now, what's your training like right now? What's your schedule like?
You know, I've been training 2 to 3 times a day, 6 days a week. I've been locked in, focused, getting in the work here at American Top Team. I also have been working with the boxing coach here in Boca Raton. And, of course, I'm getting in my runs and my swims and just my extra work outside of the gym.
Now, have you practiced at all with the quarantine at all, like just at home? Or are you just going to do that right when you come to Atlantic City?
So the quarantine, we have to quarantine for 17 days when we get there to Atlantic City. And I've never trained in a quarantine before, so this will be my first time. I'm bringing a really good training partner. And I also have Lisa Tabao is fighting on the card. He's a teammate of mine. And also, even though he's in my division, Shoeface, Carlos Sapo Jr., he's also from my gym. So between us three fighters, I'm sure we'll be able to have good training partners, good coaches, just a good setup.
Have they told you anything about how it's going to be like there, like where you're going to train, eating-wise, what you can, can't do?
Yeah, so from what I understand, we're going to be in a bubble that they've set up. A specific area of the venue is going to be for us fighters and cornermen. And I hear they're sponsored by Fiji, so they're going to have like a room for working out with you know, cardio and like weights and all that. And they're also going to have a room to work out, you know, with mat space, and then a room with like heavy bags and all that good stuff. And as far as diet, I hear that we're going to be provided food via room service. We'll be able to, you know, order some food and whatnot.
I will say this, being from New Jersey, I'm only like 30 minutes away from the venue. It's at the end of the boardwalk, so it's not in between casinos. It's at the very end, and it's like a nice distance away from the next casino. So at least it'll be spaced out,
right?
And it's on its own.
Right. I've never been to this venue, let alone I've never been to Jersey. So this is new territory for me, and I'm looking forward to every part, from even just flying into. I've been to the New Jersey airport, but okay. Outside the airport, everything's new to me.
I think there's only been one major MMA event there other than PFL when UFC was there. I think it was like Don Cerrone and Jim Miller was the, it was like a fight night card.
That's what's up. But this venue is like within the last 6-7 years. Yeah.
Yes. It's 7 years old. It's actually a pretty nice, casino. It closed down a little bit during the recession a couple of years ago, and then they just opened it back up and it works. Looks amazing.
That's what's up. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you were mentioning about your coaches and training and a couple guys that are going to be coming with you. Who have you been training with? And I already asked your schedule, so I don't need to ask that. But who have you been training with?
You know, one of my main training partners to this fight has been Christoph Jocko. He's a ranked UFC middleweight. He's a super fast guy. He moves a lot. And he has a fight coming up the week after I fight Rama. He's fighting Sean Strickland in the UFC. So we both have big fights coming up, and you know, Strickland is a orthodox fighter. Rama and Christoph are both southpaw fighters. So, you know, we've been using each other for the opposite stance look, and we've been getting some great sparring rounds in. I'm bringing Saeed Sawa, Bellator heavyweight, to the actual fight with me. He's much closer to my opponent's body style, and also he's another southpaw look. So, you know, I've been training with Saeed and getting some good work with him as well.
Now, after the fight, did they say, do you have to quarantine 17 days after the fight, or are you able to just leave as long as you test okay?
Yeah, so I'm after I fight, I'm out of there. I fly home the next day, and from my understanding, I fight June 17th as well. So from my understanding, I'll be back home enjoying myself, or not enjoying myself, you know, actually enjoy my family time, but training, and, you know, I have a lot of 30 days before I have to go quarantine for another 17 days and fight again.
Now, do you know who you're fighting then, or do they just wait until after your first fight?
I think you got to get these first fights and then bearing, like, you know, they got to see who's left standing, obviously, with like suspensions and etc.
Now, you mentioned in your family, what activities do you do when you're not training, so you're not doing, have so much on your mind with this, so you can kind of keep yourself in tune.
Yeah, there's a variety of things. You know, I have two beautiful dogs here in South Florida with my girlfriend. And, you know, I have a Great Dane and I have a pit bull as well. And we spend a lot of time doing a variety of things when I'm not in the gym, from just watching TV shows like Snowfall and Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen to I enjoy playing Call of Duty. We enjoy cooking, you know, food prepping. And, you know, we love playing with our dogs, taking them on nice long walks, going to the park. And there's always new things to explore and find in South Florida. You know what I mean? When you go south, you can find fun stuff to do, whether it's outdoors or indoor activities. And we're just still exploring the city a little bit.
Yeah, I got family in Jacksonville, and I'm thinking of going down there soon to visit. I haven't been down there in a couple of years because of COVID, but I know it's a nice place to go to. They've been down there for a few years.
Right before I fight, it's going to be a real nice time to go down there when George fights Usman for the belt again.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to be nice. I assume you think Masvidal is going to win?
Oh, I know. I know Masvidal is going to win. You know, no, nothing against Usman or anything like that. But
yeah,
Masvidal is a veteran, and he's one of the best fighters in the world. And I've had the pleasure of helping him out for a couple of his camps, and I've got to see firsthand just how tactical and skillful him and his core group of coaches are. And it's been a blessing to share the mats with him in America's Top Team. He's been not only a good guy to look up to, you know, as far as in the gym and, you know, watching how he works and how he's done his career, but also outside of the gym, he's a stand-up guy. And, you know, he's my type of guy. You know, he means what he says, and he says what he means.
Now, how do you feel about him with him helping Jake Paul out? I know they showed like the video and then like pictures of him helping Jake Paul out with training.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a good look for both of them. Obviously, like, you see, Jake Paul's been calling a lot of MMA fighters down in Miami to spar him in the boxing gym, but he didn't spar George. he worked with him on some tactical stuff, and there's a reason for that. He knows better than to try that. I think that him working with George, like I said, was a good thing for both of them. It's a good look for George, because this guy has, what, 20 million Instagram followers or some shit like that, just to be up next to him in George's position, being a veteran fighter. You know, some eyes are going to rub off to George and give him some attention. And then for Jake Paul, you know, it's a good look for him as well, because George is the biggest fighter in our sport. And ultimately, it seems like Jake Paul is trying to appeal to the fight community. You know what I mean? Like, he already has a big following in the YouTube realm and the entertainment realm. It seems like he's trying to cross over into the fight community. And what better way to do that than to be up next to one of the best fighters in the world, you know?
Now, how do you feel about what he said, that he said that if he wins, he wants to fight Dana White?
I didn't peep that. Is that a new one?
It was from, I think, a week or two ago. He said he told Dana White that if he won, to match his money and then to meet him in the octagon.
Wow. There's an age difference there, but I'll tell you this. I like that fight more than I like Jake Paul getting starched by Conor, you know? Yeah, I like that.
Now, how has PFL treated you since you've signed with them? I know you haven't fought, but I'm pretty sure you've had talks with them.
I have nothing but positive things to say about the relationship we built, and it's great communication. I signed all the way back in the beginning of April, in the middle of April of 2020, and since then they've taken great care of me. As far as, like, you know, they kicked out a stipend last year for the fighters who you know, during the pandemic. They also they just stayed in contact with me. They helped promote me. They throw me up on their social media. And now that the fights are getting close and we're getting ready to go out there and perform, you know, they're doing a great job of planning out how they'd like to proceed with the promotion and just the strength of schedule. I'm happy with it all.
Yeah, I like, how do you feel about it being on ESPN ever since they announced that they're going to be partnered with ESPN, not going to share the event live on ESPN? And then they even added that app where fans can do scoring for who they think is going to win each round.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think that it's a great thing for the sport. I think it's a great thing for their promotion. Obviously, ESPN is one of the top networks, the top network for sporting, let's be serious. And I just like that it's going to bring new eyes, and also it helps get people involved, like Kevin Hart, Mike Tyson. You know, the PFL has some really high-level people involved with the promotion, and I think part of that is due to being on ESPN and having the our audience that they have, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to create its own niche just for the fact that it has its own type of schedule. It's on ESPN. It's not essentially trying to compete with UFC or Bellator or anything. It's just being its own thing. And that's what I like about it. I like how they do the scheduling. I like how it's considered like a season. And right. Then all the new signings that they've made, including you, have been top-notch. Getting, they still have Rory McDonald. They just brought in Fabricio Werdum and Anthony Showtime Pettis.
Right.
And then they still have Robbie Laurel, who's in your division. It's they're doing great things right now.
Yeah, honestly, I like what they've done, and they just announced that they got another round of investors, and I think that that's exciting for the direction that this promotion's going. I think that they're only going to continue to add names that excite the fans and create matchups that are electrifying.
Now, if you had to just tell the fans why you think you should be the winner, why you think you're going to win, what would you say?
This upcoming fight here?
Yes.
We both haven't fought in a long time, and you know, it's a long road to WrestleMania, and I've been working my ass off, and you know, this is kill or be killed to me, as it always has been. My last fight, unfortunately, I suffered an injury, but I still stayed on my feet. I never left my feet, and you know, I took my licks, and I never complained about it, and this will be the comeback. He was knocked out in his last fight, so you know, this is the comeback fight for him as well, and I just think that the stars are aligned to make for a classic matchup.
Yeah, just like I told you last time, I felt like that was a bad move by Bellator to let you go. You're from all the footage that I watched, I went back and watched it. You're an amazing fighter on the rise, and I think that injury definitely affected you in that fight. And then for you to still take the fight, knowing that was the last fight on your deal, it was props to you. You honored it, you did it, and then they kind of lowballed you, and then you just. PFL showed importance in you, that they wanted to bring you in, and then that's why you're here right now. And then I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do against guys like Robbie Law and Rory McDonald. I'm really hoping you get a chance to fight them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would love to have some of these bigger main matchups in my division. You know, there's a lot of UFC veterans, from Chris Camozzi to Cesar Ferreira, and some guys that have a lot of fights in the UFC, and you know, that always draws fans' interest, and it always helps put that, like, feather in your cap to kind of solidify you, you know what I mean? You can beat up-and-coming fighters. You can beat guys that are other prospects, and you'll get, like, respect for it, but it won't put you up on that level to say, like, this guy's a prospect, you know? What I like about the PFL is that I'm already in position, that I'm on a title run right now. If you think about it, this year, this whole year is a title run until it's not anymore.
Now, once you get into the bubble and you get into the mindset of I'm getting ready to fight, do you have like a certain routine that you go by day, or do you just run it by ear, other than training?
I'm a very scheduled out guy. I like to have my notes written out every Sunday, so a week in advance. And you know, we're gonna be there for 17 days, so it's gonna be key to not do too much too early and not do too much too late. Just put in the right amount of work as you go. And, you know, I'm excited because right now in the current times, like with the pandemic and whatnot, there's a lot of good movies coming out. They're going to be released on HBO Max that will be able to be watched by me and I'm sure all the other fighters in the hotel. From, you know, the new Mortal Kombat movie that's coming out to right now, like the Godzilla vs. King Kong movies coming out. And, of course, I'll have my Xbox, so I'll be playing Call of Duty, and, you know, I'll have some books I'll be reading, just trying to stay busy, you know what I mean? It's unfortunate that the situation is what it is. I like to bring my dogs, at least one of them, to the fights with me when I go fight. But, you know, because we're going into this bubble and the whole situation, I won't be able to do that. So it kind of throws a hole in that. But I'm sure that, you know, there's other guys who are having it worse off than I am, you know what I mean, that have families and businesses and things that they like to be around, and that's no knock on the PFL. I think they're doing the best job that they can with this bubble, and I think that the key to the bubble is not fighting the bubble and and feeling like you don't want to go into the bubble. And, you know what I mean? If you embrace the bubble and you treat it like it's all business and this is an opportunity to zero in on your goals and focus leading up to the fight, then I think that it can be a beautiful experience.
Yeah, just like you said, you're gonna try and watch some movies. You said you're gonna bring your Xbox. Movie wise, speaking of HBO, I just got done yesterday watching all 4 hours of that Snyder cut of Justice League. And
is it a 4 hour movie?
It's 4 hours long.
Holy shit! Tell me this: what do you think so far? I was gonna actually download that and watch it, but
it's amazing.
It's amazing, huh?
It is way better than the first movie. And what they did to it, the changes that they made, the deleted scenes that they added, and just everything in itself. Yeah, like the movie's definitely long. It's a little long,
tell it's a rated R movie. Like it's they put in some good stuff or what?
Oh, they put a lot of good stuff in it. Like you'll notice the difference as soon as possible with the movie. The only thing that was a little sketchy was they shot it in 4:3 because it was made for IMAX. But just in itself, it's worth the watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to peep that movie. 4 hours is a long time. It has to be something special to keep your interest.
Oh yeah, I watched it and then it definitely felt like 4 hours, but at the same time, like I watched it all the way through. I didn't stop. It was worth it. It was a smooth watch.
That's what's up. Yeah, I've never heard of a movie that long.
And they did DC fans justice. I'll put it that way. They did them justice.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then
how would you compare it to like an Avengers movie, if you don't mind me asking?
What was the Avengers movie? Ooh. I think it was better than Endgame.
Okay. That's strong. I like that.
But I still think Marvel does a better job with their movies. But I think as a movie, Justice League Snyder Cut is definitely up there as one of the best. Because I think they treated it, because I think that they're not going to do that many more like that. So I think he treated it as if it was going to be one of the last movies made.
Right, for sure. Absolutely.
Yep, and then how do you feel about the Mortal Kombat movie? Because that looks good.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm a huge Mortal Kombat gaming fan, and they made a couple movies back in the day that were solid, but they had the characters, but it didn't live up to the action or what it could have been. So, just seeing that, the long preview and seeing all the characters and seeing that they have some special effects and some money spent, it makes me excited.
If it's anything like the anime one last year of Scorpion's Revenge, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Where can I find that?
That is on, what is it? It might be on HBO now, but it came out on release, like when they did like the on-demand releases. Okay. So you might be able to download it or whatnot, like you said. You might be able to download it because it came out last April.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go look for that, by the way.
Because that was really good, like with who they had to do the voiceovers and everything.
Right. Good match.
Yeah. Yeah. But one of the last things I have to ask you before we get going, because I know you got stuff to do. What do you know when you're leaving to quarantine for Atlantic City?
Yeah, so 17 days before the fight. So I leave on the 12th, and I come back home on the 29th. So it's 17 days, and I believe the first 2 days I'm like, first 48 hours I'm under like straight hotel room quarantine. So things will be pretty slow when I first get there, but then it'll open back up and I'll be able to start training and whatnot.
Hopefully you have an ocean view because it's right on the beach.
Right. Hopefully I'm not looking at a wall, right?
Yeah, that would just be a pain in the ass. So hopefully they're nice enough to you where they give you a view of the ocean.
Right, my man.
Yep, but thank you so much for coming back on the show. I know you're going to have a tight schedule from here on out when you go to Atlantic City and you kick some ass and win the season of PFL for the light heavyweights.
My man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you helping me tell my story. And, I enjoy your setup. So I appreciate the interview. And anytime, just reach out.
But for anybody that wants to follow Jordan Young, you could follow him right here at J185 on Instagram. He pays attention to all of his stuff. He's going to be fighting next month. I believe it's April 29th, right? Is this first
April
fight?
April 28th or April 29th, one of the two, and it's going to be on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, it's going to be on ESPN Plus. He's going to get the win because he's the man. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again on in June.
Yeah, my man. Say, let me know if you get that media pass clearance, and we'll be talking again soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on.
My man. Later.
As everybody knows, that was Jordan Young. If you can follow him on his Instagram, like I said, follow him, watch him on PFL April 29th as he's going up against Ronaldo Ramos. He is 11-1, and this is his debut in the PFL. But that is our interview for today. I'm your host, D-Bake. You can follow us on Cage My IQ, on Twitter at Cage IQ, on Facebook at Cage My IQ SB, and Instagram at Cage My IQ. And then when we go live on Monday nights at 8:30, you can also follow us on Twitter, since we're now going to be going live on Twitter. And our Twitter URL is twitch.tv/CageMyIQ. That is our show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you could send me some comments, if you like, I'll give them to Jordan, and then we'll comment back. But you guys all have a nice night. See ya.
Thank you for watching this episode of Cage My IQ on the Sports Box. Please remember to follow us on all of our social media outlets. On Facebook at Sports Box Show, Twitter at Sports Box Show, Instagram at The Sports Box Show. Find us on YouTube and join Outside the Box, our Facebook sports discussion group. The Sports Box is brought to you by our sponsor, Showcase Sports in Hamilton. Showcase Sports for the elite athlete. And also our friends over at CrowdPlay. Download the free CrowdPlay app today and use promo code THEBOX at sign up for 10 free points. Thank you for joining us.